This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. We're here talking draft prospects in the future. Evan and I are very excited because it's our time of the year. We got all kinds of drafts that are going to be up there. Everybody's looking at prospects. And obviously, the NFL draft is number one on everybody's mind, and the Lions specifically. And Evan, I got to say, I disagree with the basic notion that seems to be in this town. That Lions have got to draft an edge. They got to do that, or otherwise their world's going to fall apart, when I think their needs are in different areas, actually. Am I a kooky, nutty, crazy, contrarian idiot, or do I have a point?
I think you have a point, because you can get them not necessarily in the first round. What I mean by that is the edge rusher they could get second, third, fourth, whatever, free agency. What Brad Holmes has done so well is not necessarily draft for need, but best player that he sees that fits his team. It's funny that you wanted to do this podcast today, because I was pitching a topic based off of Lions fans, because a lot of Lions fans say they didn't win because of injuries or depth or whatever it might be. And so my question was, Pat, completely healthy, where is the Lions' biggest downfall? In a completely healthy team, right? And to me, yeah, a little bit on the D-line, but I still think they need a lot of help at cornerback. I think that's pretty evident. And I think linebacker, they need help.
Well, I think off the ball linebackers, they should be fine, depending on Barnes' status.
Yeah.
Jack Campbell's come on. They're not too bad, but they need help at linebacker. The defense is not good, but they didn't lose that playoff game because of their defense. Their defense didn't help them out.
Right.
Their defense isn't very good, but their offense was the reason they lost the game. So there's a number of things. I mean, I'm writing a column about this involving Jared Goff and the Lions offense. Check it out. Probably you might have seen the column, and then you're getting this podcast with it. But I look at the Lions, and Brad Holmes actually has to plan more for a couple positions than actual edge. Our town, for some reason, will get infatuated with certain things. And the perception is that the Lions are an edge rusher away from being really good. Get Myles Garrett and it's all done. Give up, you know, a top running back. Give up a top receiver. you know, just, you know, don't worry about signing some of these guys if you get Myles Garrett, and you'll win. And that isn't why they lost in the playoffs. They have a premier edge rusher in Aiden Hutchinson. Most teams don't have one. All right? So the idea that they have to get two while their right left tackle is starting to get older, while their guards situation is dicey, because I don't know about Zettler, and Graham Glasgow played terrible last year, at least in the playoff game. The fact that their secondary again ended up with Vildor and some guy named Curtis that they brought in off the practice squad from Fresno State that nobody even knows who he is.
Pat, I saw him come out, and I'm like, I don't even know who that is, Ashley. I'm talking to my wife, and that's like something I should know.
Well, no. Don't feel bad, Evan, because I had no idea who that guy was. I mean, and I always thought, well, you know, I'm doing a podcast because I'm supposed to know all that stuff.
It was crazy.
So that right there.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Obviously, you can't get enough secondary depth, especially corners. And obviously, you got to sign all these guys. You got to sign Joseph. You got to sign Branch. You got to sign Laporta. You got to sign Hutchinson. And you got to sign, Gibbs.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these guys you got to sign, and the way the cap is, all you got to do is look at SportTrack, and it'll tell you exactly why the Lions can't get a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby. All right? And then the other thing is, Za'Darius Smith actually played well for the Lions, not in the playoff game, but every other thing. He had 4 sacks, and he did what he was supposed to do. And you're not going to go out and get somebody who's going to come in and do more production than what Za'Darius Smith actually did for you. So I have no idea why there's this fixation with edge rusher here in Detroit. I get it. They need more pass, pressure. And a lot of times that comes from blitzes and different things, not necessarily, hey, your 4 against their 5 blockers is going to win.
Right.
And they didn't have Hutch. All right, Hutch is going to be back. So people are like, well, I don't know if he's ever going to be what he was. Well, the odds are that he probably will be. And the way people are looking at this is, to me, is maddening. I couldn't believe that the Myles Garrett thing took over everything we were talking about at the station. It was like one of those faucets you couldn't turn off. Pundits were buying into it. I respect what my fellow colleagues said, but I vehemently disagreed with it and thought, well, don't you know better? Can't you look a little bit more at this? Then to feed out that nonsense, to me is, you know, and then Brad Holtman, Aiden Hutchinson says, oh, I don't think they're going to be able to have too many, all those dudes on the defensive line. You know, he was speaking the truth, and people were buying in on Amara St. Brown going, hey, you don't really need any cornerbacks if you got an edge rusher. He's just doing a goofy podcast with his brother. And he's some kind of hero. And Hutch answers the question the way it actually is. And he's some kind of villain. I thought it was crazy. I really did. And they, you got to, first of all, if Jared Goff is going to be the Lions quarterback from here till eternity, that contract extension and the way it's set up, which is explained in that column, he guarantees he's going to be their quarterback for a long time, or they're not going to be able to sign guys. And he's going to have to restructure, and that ends up kicking stuff down the road. They should be fine for this coming season, but years after that, it's tough. And if you're going to have him as your quarterback, you better make sure you have not a good offensive line, a great offensive line. If you do that, you can possibly do something with him at quarterback and maintain an elite offense. If you don't, you have no chance, because if he gets a little hurried, he's not very good at improvising.
Right, and I think it's a great discussion too, Pat, because you're right. If there's been one solid strength of the Detroit Lions, it's been their offensive line. And don't forget that Frank Ragnow, he's no spring chicken either, that's going to be here for the next 7 years. So you got him, Glasgow, you got Zeitler, you got Decker, who he's not getting any younger. You know what I mean? They gave him that contract, so he's going to be here. But you're right, you might have to end up replacing the entire interior of your offensive line in the next 2 years, which has been the most important thing, like you said, for the run game, for Jared Goff, to open up the play action pass, all of that stuff, and especially how much they use their offensive line as a third tight end and everything that goes into that. And you're right, Pat, if you don't have, listen, this is as cliche as they get, but you win in the trenches, and that's never been more true ever in Detroit than now.
And everything they've done was built on those two guys that they inherited, Decker and Ragnow. And they've got Sewell, and they built around that, and their whole team is contingent on the offensive line. And you're not going to win a Super Bowl. They're not going to build a dominant defense.
No.
They're not. So they're going to have to do it a different way. They're going to have their quarterback be protected and have an elite offense and a good enough defense. And everything about an elite offense with that team as it moves forward is about the offensive line. Now, Christy Mahogany may be a pretty good player.
Right, but we've seen a very, very small sample size with them. Granted, playoff game.
I have no idea what they have in Giovanni Manu.
A big body?
Yeah, and so far, and you never know, he may turn out.
Sure.
All right, but that is imperative here. So if you're drafting late in the first round, you're going to more important for the Lions to get somebody that can they can plug in and play and be somebody that plays for them is an offensive lineman. It might even be an offensive tackle.
Yeah. Well, especially with how they're able to interchange their line. I mean, listen, not everybody's going to be as talented as Penei Sewell to just seamlessly get it. But if they've done one thing really nice is be able to identify guys that can play multiple positions. I mean, Dan Skipper is a prime example of that, right? He can play tackle, and he's played guard at 6'9", which is absolutely asinine.
They could use one of those versatile players that can ultimately be a tackle but can play guard now.
Yeah.
And they have to look at center.
Yeah, you do.
They really do. So when people, you know, and it used to be all about the offensive line. And it would be different if they didn't have any edge rushers or they didn't have any options in that spot. But this notion that you get two edge premier edge rushers and you're the greatest team in the league is horse shit. Okay?
Yeah.
Horse shit. I can say that on a podcast. I can't say it on the radio, but let me repeat. It's horseshit.
Well, and Pat, think about it too, is everybody wants to compare him to the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles built their defense like the Lions built their offense through the draft. So these guys aren't getting paid yet, and they can afford everybody else, the A.J. Browns, the Saquon Barkleys of the world.
Well, they got the biggest bargain in the world for one of the elite players in the league last year, a linebacker.
Yeah.
All right.
They got
two big dudes that they drafted high in Davis and Carter. Inside.
And Cooper DeJean at corner.
They hit the jackpot by what they did at cornerback in the draft.
Quinion Mitchell, too.
With Mitchell and DeJean. DeJean's a great slot corner.
Yep.
And Mitchell's a terrific outside corner. So they had one free agent signing and drafted two corners, and their defense got better. But their team is built on their offensive line.
Yeah.
And they are able to win a Super Bowl. Their defense played at an elite level. Now, but they're, like the Lions, were able to maintain their quarterback. But their quarterback's mobile.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's a statue, man. He's the biggest statue in the league.
He is. And so, I mean, they know their liabilities better than anybody as well. You know what I mean? Like, if Dan Campbell's looking at film, he knows exactly what Jared Goff can and cannot do, especially based on the people around him. And so I think you're right, Pat. I think a lot of people might be pissed, kind of like they were with Gibbs and Campbell, that why did we take a linebacker? Why did we take – it will make sense. You just kind of got to give it time. Now, it's what they do with the depth of the draft and everything in between. And Pat, I hate to be a pessimist when I say this, but not every GM is going to have perfect drafts like seemingly Brad Holmes kind of has. There are going to be a couple clunkers in there, and you have to kind of expect that. That's just the NFL, right? I mean, it happens to the best of the best of the best. And at some point, it's just, I think he needs to start hitting on free agents as well.
Yeah, he's done all right in free agents. He hasn't done as well as he's done in the draft.
Right.
He's been like some drafting god, for crying out loud. It's unbelievable how good they have been in the draft. But in free agency, he's done all right. Davis ended up getting through most of the season. I mean, he was always hurt.
But that's the thing. It's some guys have fluke injuries. You look at Marcus Davenport, who was often injured as well.
Yeah.
And you take flyers on these guys. But those are kind of the guys they got to go for because, like what you said, Pat, with the money situation coming up, you can't afford $10 million guys.
Right. And you also, somebody like Zedler, he got hurt at a bad time.
Yes. And, pulled a hamstring at the end of a game.
You know, so there was a lot of weirdness. But, you know, I think they would have lost to Philadelphia looking in retrospect.
Sure.
Even at Ford Field. But, you know, they didn't lose to the Commanders because of not having an edge. All right? They didn't lose to the Commanders because their defense, and although it is horseshit, was horseshit. It lost because their offense left 21 points, conservatively 17 points, on the field by doing stupid things like empty backfield, quarterback throwing the ball into three defenders when there's two guys wide open underneath.
Wide receivers throwing the football.
Yeah, when they're down by 10. You know, just an absolutely horrific game. The Eagles got better. Now, the Lions can do that, too. If they hit on a free agent that's really good like the Eagles did.
Yeah.
If a couple of their players, like Tyrion Arnold, year-to-year improvement. Rake Straw turns out to be a pretty good player. When he gets the opportunity,
yeah,
all those
gets
things
on the field.
Could get the Lions in better spot. But it's not going to be, hey, just get an edge rusher, sign him forever, because the way everything's structured, it would be almost impossible to do that unless you wanted to just have two edge rushers and no team.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, don't forget to like us, download us, subscribe to us, check us out. Best way to get us, Pat Caputo 98 on X. What is it now?
Gem Mint Jenkins.
Gem Mint Jenkins on X as well. And, of course, on the 97.1 The Ticket X and Facebook pages. We always talk about drafts, prospects, in the future. We'll get heavy into the NFL draft. The combine's going on, all those things, very soon. And look for us at the other drafts, too. We'll be picking it up because it's our time of the year. Anyway, till next time, we'll see you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.